KQB News Time, 7:23. Well, hard to believe we're coming up on 5 years since Hurricane Katrina, and there are going to be events surrounding the anniversary. AP correspondent Mary Foster joins us live from New Orleans. Mary, good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine. The question is, how is the New Orleans region and that whole area as we hit 5 years later?
I guess you would say optimistic, improved, and still working hard.
Are there specific events that are going to take place, and what would those events be?
Oh, there are all kinds of events that will take place. There will be memorials. In fact, one memorial that a colleague of mine is writing about has a new name that has been engraved on it that was found since Katrina. There will be a funeral tomorrow in St. Bernard Parish. St. Bernard was just about wiped out, every house but like two in the parish flooded, and they are going to have a symbolic ceremony. They've had a coffin laying in state for a couple days this week, and people are writing down the things that they still carry, the grief they still carry, the hurts they still carry, putting them in the coffin, and tomorrow there will be a burial ceremony, complete with a jazz band.
Now, I'm curious, Mary, though, I mean, as far as a state of mind, as far as actual infrastructure as well, are things back to normal?
They're not back to normal. They are back to normal in some places, however. If you came to New Orleans, the Central Business District, the French Quarter, the Uptown section, all the places you would be likely to see look as if Hurricane Katrina did not happen. If you went out to the eastern part of the city, if you went down to the Ninth Ward, the lower Ninth Ward, some of those areas, there's still, areas where no one has returned yet, or where one person, their house is fixed up amid a sea of houses that are just like Katrina left them. So there is a lot to do in the periphery of the city still.
And just lastly, Mary, I'm curious, is New Orleans better prepared should we see another major storm approach?
Well, there was an evacuation for Hurricane Gustav, which went smoothly. People and their pets were evacuated from the city. It seemed as if we're better prepared. But, when something of that size hits, that'll be the real test. And people say we're better prepared. People hope we're better prepared. But we won't know for hopefully a long time.
Well, I was about to say I hope we never have to find out. But, Mary, thanks so much for joining us this morning, and enjoy your weekend. All right, that's AP correspondent Mary Foster live from New Orleans, again, coming up on the anniversary of Hurricane Katrina.